help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, which keepeth truth forever and never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen.
Congregation, we will continue this morning's worship service singing together from 446, the first and the last stanzas. Out of the depths of sadness, O Lord, I cry to Thee. Thou who canst fill with gladness, lend now Thine ear to me, O fount of consolation. Attend unto my cry, hear Thou my supplication, and to my help draw nigh. 446, stanzas 1 and 4. Scripture reading for this morning can be found in the book of the Proverbs, chapter 8, beginning at verse 17 to the end. Proverbs 8, beginning at verse 17, but first we will hear the holy law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We mentioned to you Proverbs 8, beginning at verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Thus far.
Congregation, let us seek the Lord's countenance in prayer and beg him for his presence and blessing. Let us pray together. Almighty, eternal, only true Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, on this beautiful morning on the first day of the week, in thy long-suffering patience and mercy and goodness, we with our children may gather together in thy house to hear what thou hast to say unto us. O Lord, may we truly say in this morning, great is thy faithfulness, because thou hast not dealt with us according to our sins and iniquities and transgressions, but that we may yet be in the land of the living in the time of grace. Thou hast not dealt according to us as we justly deserve because of all our sins and iniquities, and thou hast not cast us away eternally under thy wrath. But thou art yet willing to speak unto us. Thou art yet willing to seek and to save lost sinners. And Lord, we beg thee, when thy word may be proclaimed, that outward call, bring it inward, bring it into the heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give ears to hear, enlighten minds to understand, and give hearts to receive. Oh, may hearts, many hearts, may all of our hearts have been prepared by thee, by thy grace, that our hearts have been broken up, by thy law convicted. But Lord, that our hearts may be prepared like that good soil to receive the seed that will be sown, and that it may bring forth fruits by the power of thy Holy Spirit of true repentance and true faith. Lord, those are graces of thee, and of ourselves our hearts are as hard as stone. We hear, but we do not hear. We do not take heed. We do not obey. There is no confession, true confession of sin. There is no true repentance, not to be repented of. And there is no true saving faith. It's all unbelief. Lord, we lay under the curse of the law. We lay under thy just judgments and wrath because of all our sins, of what we have done unto thee in paradise, but what we have each individually done with all our sins against thee, but also thy people, Lord. We remain so sinful in our whole being, in our thoughts and words, affections. Oh, we beg thee then, Lord, look down upon us in mercy through thy dear Son, in whom thou art well pleased, and that thou would come and gather with us. Lord, thou hast promised in thy word, where two or three are gathered together, thou wilt be in the midst. Thou art that faithful God. Thou art that faithful covenant-keeping Jehovah. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, come among us and work irresistibly, almightily, conquering hearts, turning sinners unto thee, and sinners that only seek self in the world and sin and only follow Satan, that their hearts may be renewed, captured, and that they may be seekers of thee, of that way back to thee, and reveal that only way back to thee, in whom there is life and through whom there is favor for sinners. For sinners who only deserve eternal wrath. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, for the honor, for the glory of thy name. Blow among us mightily, powerfully with thy Holy Spirit. May not hearts only be shaken up because of death, but that hearts may be renewed and turned unto thee. Lord, help the children to listen. Give them ears to hear minds to understand, but hearts to receive. Instruct them, Lord, in that way of salvation that is in Thee, in the Almighty God, through Thy Son. Oh, teach them by the power of Thy Holy Spirit, Lord. We beg and ask Thee also for the teenagers, that they may listen. Oh, Lord, we beg Thee that there may be an urgency in their life for their never-dying soul, that they need to stand before Thee. And how can they stand before Thee? Because they're all sin. Oh, may they hear Thy voice today. Speak, Lord, and bless it, and that they may hear, and that by the power of Thy Holy Spirit, that hearers may not only be hearers, but become doers, that they may truly confess, that they may truly repent, and that they may have that true faith that no sinner has, but that faith that is a gift of God, planted in the hearts, and blow upon it, draw it to Thyself, and that faith of Thy dear people may be given to be an exercise, that they may be given to look outside of self, and that they may be drawn unto Thee. Lord, turn sinners, and they shall be turned. Draw them, and they will run after Thee. Lord, unto whom else can we go with our soul needs but unto Thee? And so we lay the whole congregation before Thee, from the youngest to the oldest. O Lord, work among us. Hold not Thy hand still. But Lord, we beg Thee for Thy name's sake, for Thy honor, for the glory, for the coming of Thy kingdom. Oh, may it be today that the angels may rejoice over sinners in Cortland. Could it be boys, girls, teenagers, adults, older ones that come to repentance, that cry out unto Thee, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and that they may cry out, what must I do to be saved? And that they may hear Thy voice and be instructed by Thee. Lord, there's no reason in us. We sin everything away. We cannot present anything unto Thee to move Thee unto us. It's all sin. And so, Lord, we beg upon the righteousness of Thy dear Son, upon His blood, upon His merits. O Lord, come then and do above all that we can think and ask. Have mercy, Lord. We pray and ask Thee to remember all the mourners. Comfort them, Lord. Remember especially the family that stood around an open grave in this week. Lord, comfort that whole family. Remember also the classmates. May we lay them before Thee, but remember the whole school community and all the congregations. Lord, we have heard Thou hast spoken through death. Prepare to meet Thy God. And Lord, wilt Thou then give instruction how to go forward? O Lord, give opening to preach Thy word. Give the unction of the Holy Spirit. Take away all the obstacles, all the hindrances. Cast out that evil one. And give hearing ears, attentive hearts. And Lord, bless Thy word. Thou hast promised that Thy word will never return unto Thee void, but will accomplish Thy purpose. And oh, we beg Thee that it would not be to the hardening of our hearts, but to the breaking of our hearts, to true conversion, to the edification of Thy dear people, to reveal those mysteries of faith, to reveal Him who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. O Lord, we beg Thee then, give comfort to those mourners, all those who are mourning again among us, widows, those who have lost children, other relatives, friends. Lord, give that only comfort in life and in death. Oh, prepare us, Lord, to meet Thee. Prepare us by Thy grace. Strip us of everything in self, that we only see in myself there is death, but lead unto Thyself, to Thy Son, in whom there is life and favor with God. Lord, we pray, remember the sick and afflicted. Care for each one, all the cares and the needs for our bodies, for our minds. Remember those who may have surgery in this week. Guide and lead the hands of the physician, and may they be taught. when they see their need for their body, that they may see the greater need of the greater disease of sin, and that they may be given to seek that great physician, that one in whom there is healing for wretched sinners. Lord, sanctify all the callings to our hearts. We beg and ask thee to remember all thy servants throughout the world on this day, on thy day, a day that thou art pleased especially to bless thy word, a day that thou works mightily with thy Holy Spirit, converting sinners unto thyself. Help, Lord, we're sons of men, earthen vessels. We have nothing in self. We were called to proclaim thy word. Give them the unction of the Holy Spirit. Teach, Lord, that we may teach others, that we may be a voice crying in the wilderness, and that thou would bless it, and that we may point death in Adam, but life in Christ, in him in whom thou hast given out of thy heart of love to a perishing world, to rebels, to sinners who only deserve wrath. Oh, may thy love break our hearts, Lord, and that we may live unto thee, to thy honor, to thy glory. Lord, we beg and pray thee, remember also all mission work locally in this nation and throughout the world, among Jew and Gentile. And may we ask thee especially on this day to remember thy beloved people, the Jewish nation, thy covenant people. O Lord, they are assaulted throughout the world. O may it lead them to repentance. May it lead them to come to know that only Savior, thy Son, the Messiah, whom thou hast sent. Take away that veil from their eyes and do wonders among them for thy name's sake and for their eternal salvation. But Lord, we have the same need, and we are blessed as that people are, because we have the same blessings. We have thy word, and thou hast separated us from the world, and we need those same blessings that can only come from thee. Lord, may we then together lift our voices unto thee and our eyes unto thee, looking unto thee, longing, waiting, hoping, expecting all things from thee. Lord, bless all mission work also throughout the world, also in Bolivia. Help all those whom thou hast called to bring thy word there. Remember the church workers. Help them with their families. Help him who is learning the language. Make it easy for him, Lord. Give that he may have a tongue to speak in the Spanish language, to share the wonderful works of God that are recorded in thy precious word. Help the elders there, the deacons, all thy servants, and remember especially also Pastor Markle. Lord, bless thy word. May they be instruments that many Bolivians may come to seek that only Savior, lost in self, but that need everything from thee. Lord, bless thy word in that nation, throughout the world. Care for those who are persecuted for thy name's sake. Uphold them, Lord. Help them. Be near to them. Comfort them. Give them strength day by day. And so, Lord, we lay all these needs before thee. May we beg thee, Lord. Give opening. Opening to preach. Opening to ears to hear, opening to minds to understand, but hearts especially to receive thy precious word, and that thy kingdom may come throughout the world, but also here among young and old. Lord, we deserve nothing. We send all things away. Have mercy upon us. Wash us. Cleanse us. Forgive us of all our many sins. And Lord, we ask all these things, we beg it only in the name of thy dear Son, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Congregation, let us continue this morning's worship service now with singing from Psalter 431, stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, saith the Lord who bore thee. Never serve nor fear, gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. Psalter 431, the last four stanzas. In the meantime, your offerings will be received, and the offerings this morning are for the church and for the building fund. May the Lord bless you and your gifts.
Thank you.
Dear congregation, the Lord has spoken in the last week by the act of his providence by taking a young girl at the age of 12 years old away. God is speaking, congregation. He speaks through his word. And he speaks through the acts of his providence. And he's saying, prepare to meet thy God. Many of us probably stood around that open grave. And how do you feel this morning? Sad? Grieving? Maybe missing? Are you shaken up? I hope so. I hope you're shaken up. And that you feel at any moment you could also die, children, boys, girls, teenagers, adults, all of us, any one of us could be taken away at any moment. Is there a question? What must I do now? I need instruction. How must I go forward? Do you need instruction? I hope so. We all need instruction. I pray we all have a question. Lord, what must I do? How must I go forward? I pray that we would all be like what we read in the beautiful poem of Robert Murray McShane. But he say, when free grace awoke me by light from on high, then legal fear shook me. I trembled to die. And he was led to peace, to that only peace in Jesus Christ. But he was shaken awake by God's grace. May God teach us. May God shake us awake. May death become a rally. Don't push it away, children. It's scary. Don't push it away. Don't, teenagers, older ones. Don't harden your hearts. But I pray that God may bless it, sanctify it to your hearts. And he also this morning desires to still instruct us from his everlasting, faithful word that endureth forever. Well, what word does he want to speak to you in this morning, me this morning? From Proverbs 8, verses 32 through 36. Proverbs 2, verse 32 through 36, where we read from the word of God. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is that man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So far from God's precious word. The theme this morning is, children, hear my instruction. Children, hear my instruction. 3 points, three questions. Who gives this instruction? These verses, it's instruction. And we especially hear, all ye children, and all of us, maybe become like little children. It's a message for all of us. Who gives this instruction that we read in these verses? So that's the first point. And then the second is, what instruction does he give? What is the instruction for us today while we are still in the land of the living? What is the instruction in these verses? Because I cannot share the whole Bible. But what's the instruction in these verses for you and me this morning, today? And then, third, why does he give this instruction? Why? Well, there's a lesson that we will see in these verses. And so with the help of the Lord, children, hear my instruction. Our first thought, who gives this wise instruction? Congregation, children, I hope you're listening. Who is instructing us this morning? Who instructs is very important. It's very important. Who gives the instruction, who it comes from, gives authority to the instruction. Children, for example, if a classmate says to you, you need to do this or you need to do that, you can say freely, sorry, I don't really have to listen to you because you have no authority over me. However, children, at home, God has given authority over you. Your parents, when your parents give you instruction, you need to listen because God has given them authority. And everything that they say according to the word of God that they instruct you in, you need to listen. Because they have received authority from God. You need to obey your parents as unto God. But in these verses here, in Proverbs 8, verse 32 through 36, there's instruction. Who is giving this instruction? Who is informing you and me, and especially you children, telling of something to do? This morning there is instruction for you. Let's read verse 32 again. And please keep your Bible open to Proverbs 8. And we read in verse 32, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." So someone is calling unto you. Someone is saying, "Hearken unto me." Someone desires to instruct you to keep my ways, to do something. Someone desires you. Is speaking to you, instructing you in to live in a certain way, to do something. Who is speaking, children? Who's speaking? Solomon? Solomon wrote many of the Proverbs. It's not Solomon, no. Is it me? It's not my word. No, it's not me. Who's speaking? Who's giving you instruction this morning on the first day of this week, on the Lord's Day? Well, we read a pronoun, me, many times in these verses, in these last verses. Hearken unto me. Blessed is the man that heareth me. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and all they that hate me love death. So who is speaking? Children, you say, well, it's the Bible. So God is speaking. Very true. But someone specifically is speaking to you this morning. Let's read two verses from the Bible, from Proverbs. First, from Proverbs 1, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. And we read in the very first verse in Proverbs 8, verse 1. We read, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?" So who is speaking? Who is speaking? Wisdom is speaking. Wisdom is crying. Wisdom is giving instruction. In Proverbs, you read much about wisdom. For example, we read in Proverbs 9, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Yes, that's wisdom, the fear of the Lord. But now in Proverbs 8, someone is speaking who is called wisdom. Wisdom is instructing you and me, children, congregation. Who is wisdom? Who's wisdom? Who's wisdom? Let's look through the Bible, through this chapter, to truly, clearly understand who is giving this instruction and who wisdom is. We read in verse 6, "Who speaks excellent things, and the opening of lips is right things." So who speaks that? Verse 7, "Who speaks truth, and wickedness is abomination to his lips." Verse 8, "Whose words of his mouth are only righteous, and nothing perverse." Verse 15, "Who reigns over all kings and princes." Or I could say, "Who is Lord of lords and King of kings." Verse 19, "Whose fruit is better than gold." Verse 20, "Who leads in the way of righteousness." Verse 22 through 31, such beautiful verses. "Who is from everlasting to everlasting." "Who was with the Father before the world began." "Who was with the Father when he created all things." "Who is eternally with the Father." "Who is his eternal delight." "Who is ever before the Father delighting in him." Who is it? Who's wisdom? Wisdom is Jesus Christ. So who is instructing you this morning and me this morning from the Word of God? It is specifically the Lord Jesus Christ, who is wisdom, who is infinite wisdom, and He has the most wise, precious instruction for perishing sinners today that are still in the land of the living. God especially speaks in these last times and through the Word, but especially also through His Son. God instructs sinners through wisdom, by giving them wisdom, but also by speaking through wisdom, His Son, Jesus Christ. Wisdom is the name for Jesus Christ. So who is instructing you, children, teenagers, adults, all of us? Who's giving instruction this morning? It's Jesus Christ. He has many names because He's so infinitely good. One name isn't good to explain who He is. And one of His names is wisdom. We read in Corinthians, the wisdom of God, referring to Jesus Christ. And we read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. So children, do you hear it? Teenagers, older ones, who's instructing you? Who wants to instruct you today when you're sad, hopefully shaken up, wondering, how can I live? What way must I live? I need to die. I hope that's true. Hope to become reality. Jesus Christ this morning, He wants to instruct you. He wants to give you instruction. And maybe you wonder, but His instruction is trustworthy, and it comes with authority. Your parents have authority in your home. Teachers have authority in your classroom. But Jesus Christ, His word comes with authority. Why, children? Because He's God. He's man, and He's God. And so God, He's God, and the instruction comes from the God-man, from Jesus Christ. It has authority. Authority. Children, God commands you to obey your parents. And your parents tell you before you go to class, now you need to listen to your teachers, because they are your authority in the classroom. But someone else tells you and me that we need to listen to Him. Who? No, not me. God the Father. Did you hear it? God the Father commands us to listen to His Son and to listen to His instruction. Yes, that's true. Listen to what we read in Matthew 17, verse 5. And remember that voice came from heaven when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized? It was the voice of the Father. Listen. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Hear ye Him. And that's my prayer this morning, that through the outward proclamation of the Word, that ears would be opened, and that you may truly hear by the power of the Holy Spirit. But maybe you say, does He give instruction to all of us? Does He give instruction to me? Is it instruction for me? Is it really, does He really want me to hear? May I listen to this instruction this morning? Yes. Let's read verse 4. Unto you, O men, I call, and My voice is to the sons of men. He speaks to all, like when a father, He has His family around the table. He doesn't always say all the individual names. I want you to hear and say all the names. He says, children, listen. And so we see in this text, all are included. Whoever has ears to hear, they are called to hear and to listen. Yes, He speaks. He speaks to every single one. Children, boys, girls, teenagers. He speaks to you. Who is instructing? Jesus Christ is giving instruction this morning. But children, sometimes we hear instruction from someone or some way, and we wonder, can we really trust it? Is this trustworthy? Is this really good instruction? Children, teenagers, congregation, wisdom, Jesus Christ is the one to be trusted. His instruction is most wise, most perfect, and to be trusted. Let's read verse 6 through 8 again. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of My lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. You may trust his instruction, children, teenagers. He has wise, faithful, most perfect instruction. So who gives this instruction in these verses, in Proverbs 32 through 36? Who? It's Jesus Christ. And he says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." But what is this instruction? We heard who gives this instruction. And I hope there's no doubt in your mind who is speaking this morning. That it's the Lord Jesus Christ, who is infinite wisdom. But what is his instruction? What is he instructing you and me this morning from the Word of God? Children, when your parents have an urgent message for you, and they want you to hear because they care for your body, and I hope also because they deeply care for your never perishing soul. And when they have an urgent message for you, they will do everything so that you will hear. And if you're a little ways away, say, example, maybe in the far backyard, and you're playing, then your mom maybe will open the door and speak very loudly, because she wants you to hear. Or if you're far away and they can't even reach you with a voice, they'll send you a message or they'll call you. They need you to hear. There's an urgent message. They care for you. And they will do everything so that your ear hears, so that you would hear, obey, listen, because they have an urgent message. They have wise instruction that you need. And now look again at the beginning of this chapter. Wisdom. Jesus Christ has a very urgent message. Notice where he gives this instruction. He gives it not in a private place. He doesn't whisper it. He's not in a closed home. And he doesn't say it in a soft voice. But where does he give it? He gives it in the most public place. He gives it in a place where all can hear. He goes to the best place at that time, so that everyone could hear. Verse 2 and 3. She standeth on the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. So wisdom. He is at the most private or public place that all may hear. And how does he speak? I said already, he doesn't whisper. No, he lifts up his voice. He wants all to hear. He wants all the Israelites to hear. He goes at the best place and he lifts up his voice. He cries. He speaks loud. And we are to cry loud. Speak, comfort my people. Lift up your voice. Speak, instruct them of death. Of death. But the way of life also. Speak of the law. Speak of the gospel. Speak of the whole counsel of God. We read in verse 1, doth not wisdom cry? He lifts up his voice. Verse 3, she crieth at the gates. So you see, wisdom is instructing. And wisdom wants you to hear also today. But there's more. Yes, there's more. Because it's not only a desire, no, it's a command. As a father, he instructs his children. Don't go on the street. It's instruction, but it's also a command. This instruction is a desire that you hear, that you obey, but this instruction is a command. He wants you to hear. He wants you to listen. He wants you to obey. He wants you to give your hearts to it, to take it, to eat it, to live by it. And listen. You sometimes hear that in your mother's voice or your father. Oh, child, you hear it. Oh, my dear child. But how does wisdom speak? What do we read in these verses? We read, "O men, O ye simple, O ye children." He's pleading. Yes, he is today. He's pleading. He wants you to hear. He does everything because he knows what is good for your soul. He wants you to hear instruction. He cares for you. He says, hear in verse 6. In verse 10, he says, receive my instruction. Verse 32, hearken unto me. Verse 33, again, hear instruction. Do you see him? He who wept over Jerusalem, he who lives forevermore, he's still speaking today through his word wisdom. And he wants you to hear. It's love for your soul. But what's the instruction? What does he command? Let's come to that now. But let's read a few verses. Let's go through this slowly to truly understand what is the Lord speaking, what is the instruction. So let's begin with reading verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. So what does this mean? How would those ears at that time understand what he is saying? Remember, Solomon wrote many of these proverbs? And Solomon had a large palace. And at his palace, there was doors, there was gates. And people would come. They would come early. They would come with urgency. Because Solomon was a king of peace, but God had given him much wisdom to instruct the flock that he was to guide. And so those people, you see this large palace, and at that way to the palace, a big gates, doorposts, and the people would come. And they would stand. And maybe there was even a lineup. Maybe at other times, just one poor little girl or one little boy asking the king to give instruction. I have a question. I have a burning question in my heart. Maybe there was a little boy and girl. Someone died this week. How am I supposed to live? What must I do? I can't live. I need to live. I need to die. Give me instruction. Maybe there was a little boy there. Maybe there was a little girl. Maybe a teenager, older one. They came waiting, looking. Looking, when will Solomon come? When will he come to the gate? Because I want him to instruct me. They had an urgency. They needed to be instructed. So what is the instruction that wisdom gives? Wisdom is instructing to come, to wait, to watch. And we'll explain it more further. But that's first, waiting, to come waiting upon him, to become watching, looking for him. But then we read more of an explanation in verse 35. Yes, look in your Bible. There we read about finding. That implies seeking. Because when something's lost, right, children, then you lose something, you lose your toy. Then to find it, then the first is seeking. You lose something and you need to seek to find it. And so wisdom is giving instruction. Instruction. Also about seeking. And we see early in the chapter, in that first verse that you heard the elder read this morning. Verse 17. Those that seek me early shall find me. So what's the summary? What's the instruction, children? He's speaking. Wisdom is speaking. He's giving instruction. Wait upon me. He's given instruction. Watch for me. He's given instruction. Seek me. Simply put, one sentence, wisdom, the Lord Jesus Christ is instructing, seek me. Children, do you hear it? Seek me. Seek me. Why? Why does he tell you and me, especially children, to seek him? Because you are born without him and you need him. Because you're born dead in sins and trespasses and you need life. Your mother can't give you life. Your father can't give you life. I can't give you life. I wish I could give you all life, but I can't give myself life. Your teacher can't give you life. But there's only one who can give you life. And that's why he tells you to seek him, because he has the power to give you life. You need to die. Maybe you feel it. I hope so. But the only way of life, to have life and to be prepared to die, is through him who's life, because he has the power to give dead sinners, wicked sinners, sinners that deserve nothing but death. He has the power to give life. And so he says, seek me. Is that you this morning? I need life. It's all death in me. It's all death, all sin. I need life. I need to die. I need life. Is that you, child? Is that you, little boy, girl, teenagers? I hope so. Older ones? Older ones? I need life. I need to die. He says, seek me. Why? Because he has life. He can give you life. No one else, remember? He has the words of eternal life. What else? Why must we seek him? Because we're born separated from God. We're under wrath because of our sin, separated from God. Guilty, lost. Do you need the forgiveness of your sins? Do you know you're a sinner? Children, you are a sinner. We're all sinners. I hope you feel it. I hope you're like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress. You have the burden of sin. What must I do with my burden? How can I get rid of my burden of sin? I need to die, and I need that burden taken away before I die. But how? How? He says, seek me. He has the merits. He merited that way that your sin, that burden of sin through his death can be taken off of you. So he says, seek me. Because in me is the forgiveness of sins. In me is life. In me is everything you need. Do you hear it, children? Everything you need is in him, in that almighty triune God, in the Father, through the Son. And may you hear it and be instructed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're born dead and you need life. You're born separated from God and you need to be brought in reconciliation with God. And he's the only way back to God. He's the only one that can take that burden of sin. He's the only one that can clean your filthy heart. Do you feel sinful thoughts, sinful desires, sinful actions in your life? He's the only one that can forgive you of all those sins, but also the only one that can give you a clean heart. You need to seek him, because everything, what kind, wise, good, merciful instruction that we are still in the land of the living and that he gives. But what is seeking? Maybe that's your question. I heard that Jesus Christ is instructing me. I heard that he has instruction. He says, seek me. But how? How? I heard my need. I hope it comes home into your heart. Becomes real, urgency. But what is it to seek the Lord Jesus? Is that your question, children, boys and girls, maybe even older ones? What is it? Well, when the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth and walking on earth, when he lived for those many years, someone who wanted to seek him could go and ask, where is he? And they could go physically to where he was. Assess, I think, of Nicodemus, for example. He went to that home at night. I think of the leopard. He came to him, fell on his knees, begging him. They could find him on the earth, physically could go to him. But the Lord Jesus Christ isn't on earth no more. He has ascended into heaven, as we hope to hear tonight. So what is it to now, today, to seek him? First is prayer. Children, prayer. Do you fold your hands? Do you close your eyes? Do you bend your knees? And do you pray? Seeking is praying to him. Yes, praying to him. Telling him all your needs. Telling him you're even scared. Telling him I'm scared of death. Telling him what you heard in church. And I need this. And I heard that thou art the only one that can give me this. I need it. To whom else can I go? I hope it comes home. Prayer. I think of Manasseh. Let's read a few verses about Manasseh. Seeking is by prayer, by praying, by pouring out your heart. Maybe you can't share all that's going on in your little hearts. Maybe your mom and dad don't understand, your teacher doesn't understand. But I hope you can find a little place by your bed, and that you just fold your hands, close your eyes, and you just pray. And you just tell the Lord everything that's in your heart. Manasseh came to that place. Let's read what we read in 2 Chronicles 33, verse 12 and 13. And when he was in affliction, remember children, older ones, he was brought into prison. 2 Chronicles 33, verse 12 and 13. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. So what is seeking? One point is to pray without rites, humbly, coming to the Lord in prayer, praying unto him. What's seeking? What is it? It's to read your Bible. That's seeking. That's seeking. He may be found where? Not on earth. He may be found in the Word of God. Children, adults, do you read the Word of God? Or do you neglect the Word of God? Neglecting the Word of God is neglecting his instruction to seek him. He says, seek me. And seeking is by prayer. Seeking is by opening the Word of God and reading with prayer. And that you may find him, that he may instruct you who you are through his law. Show me myself, and that you may see yourself through the law as sin. But that you may read the scriptures as a lost sinner, seeking that way back to God. Because in the Word of God explains that way back to God. Finding only that one. The Word of God can make you wise unto the only way of salvation through Jesus Christ as a lost, perishing, guilty sinner with no life in yourself, but only finding life in him. Do you read your Bible, children? Do you pray? Do you read your Bible? Read your Bible, please. Please, I beg you. Never leave your Bible closed every day. Open it and read a little piece and beg the Lord to bless it to your soul. You will never, ever regret that. But if you keep your Bible closed and you don't heed his wise instruction to seek him, then if you go lost, you will forever regret it. I neglect it. It's my guilt. And listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ himself says. In John 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So what is seeking? Prayer? Reading the Bible? And what else? Going especially to God's house also. Go to the place of worship. Go to the place where the Lord is especially willing to dwell. Go to the place where the Lord is especially willing to give new hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go to the place of worship where you will learn about yourself, where you will learn about God, where you will only learn about that way of salvation through his Son. God is especially pleased on his day through the foolishness of preaching to bless children, boys and girls through the means of grace to give new hearts, to instruct in that way of salvation. May you come watching like those ones came to Solomon's palace. I hope you come watching, waiting, looking. When will the Lord come? With a longing. Have any of you come that way this morning? Watching, waiting, longing, looking. Will the Lord come? Will he come this morning? Will he speak to my soul? Those people at Solomon's gate couldn't go home until they received instruction. They had an urgency. They needed to be instructed. Is that how you came this morning? I need instruction. Were you watching, waiting, seeking, longing? How must you seek? Diligently. Diligently. If you lost your best toy, you wouldn't spend just 5 minutes and then say, wow, it's gone. No, you would do everything to find your precious toy. Seek diligently. No, don't just come to church on Sunday and the rest of the week, well, that's for me. No, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and especially Sunday, open the Word. Seek diligently. Listen to what the Lord says, children, older ones. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So seek diligently. Seek faithfully. Seek faithfully. What does that mean? That means get rid of everything that's sinful. You cannot hang on to sin and say that you faithfully seek the Lord. No, that's hypocrisy. Get rid of all sin. Don't speak bad words anymore. Listen to your parents. Listen to your teachers. Don't be mean. Get rid of all sin. Yes, cut it off. And I know, in that trying, you'll see more sin. But do it. Be faithful. Do it diligently. Do it daily. Do it with patience. Seek it with patience. Yeah? They came watching, waiting. As beggars, that means. No rights. Waiting, patiently, longing for him to come, to instruct. But also waiting is to seek him with waiting, with expectation. Expectation. We read in the Word of God that those that seek him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him with expectation. You say, really? May we do that? Listen to what the Lord says. It's not my word. Listen to what he says in Isaiah 45, verse 19. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. Did you hear it? That's the Lord's word. Seek him because of who he is, not because of you. There's no hope there at all. That it's all lost. But seek him because of who he is. Because of his word. Because of that almighty God who he is for perishing unworthy sinners through his dear son who gave everything. Seek ye me in vain. He never said that. And now listen. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. So he says that promise and then he puts a stamp on it. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Children, teenagers, older ones, seek him. Seek him when? Seek him today. Today, not tomorrow. You don't know if you have tomorrow. Remember Abby? She came to school on Friday. I think she hoped, really, I think she hoped to see her friends on Monday. It didn't happen. We don't know if we have tomorrow, children. Adults, teenagers, you don't know. So seek him today. Please don't go home and say, just shake it all off. And I just want to live. I don't want to feel death. I don't want to. I want to live. I hope you feel it. Today, the Lord says, seek ye the Lord where he may be found. Call ye upon him when he is near. And when he may be found while we're living. When is he especially near? Especially in his house. Oh, what wise, good, kind, merciful instruction for sinners who only deserve absolutely the opposite. Say, no more. No more. I'm done with you all. I've had enough. But he says, what we read, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. And those that seek me early shall find me. Seek him early. Begin the day with it. Seek him early. Seek him while you're young. You are never too young to seek the Lord. Never too young. Never. Never. Seek him early. Seek him with urgency, that means. Begin the day with him. You say, I'm so busy. But take time. Take time. Take time to seek him. Begin the day. Even if it's only with 5 minutes or 10. Take time. Open the word. Open the word. And God, that almighty God, hears poor beggars when they cry. But by nature. By nature. And this is our guilt. The Lord sincerely gives instruction. Wise instruction. But by nature we are just like Pharaoh. Remember, children? Moses came and he said, let my people go. And what was Pharaoh's response to the instruction to him? What was his response? Exodus 5 verse 2. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And Pharaoh hardened his heart, and Pharaoh perished. Pharaoh's guilt, and to just response with, I will not hear, I will not obey, that's our guilt. And may we together beg the Lord. May we beg him for the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit, that he works in the hearts of our boys and girls, that he works in the hearts of teenagers, that he works in the hearts of adults, older ones, for his glory. And may we beg him to work mightily, irresistibly by the Holy Spirit, and that self-seekers would be born again and become seekers of him, that through the preaching of the word it comes with power, and that they're renewed. That self-seekers may become seekers of the way of righteousness, become a burning desire for God, seeking God, and they'll find death and no way back to God, but that they may be led to that only Savior, Jesus Christ. And may it be said of here in our families, in this church, what we read, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. May we beg. May we faithfully proclaim the word, not fearing man, but obeying God and looking to him, that he would bless it for the honor and for the glory of his name. Hear, children, my instruction. Who gives the instruction? Jesus Christ. What is the instruction? Seek me. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said a few things why, but there's more. Why? Why does Jesus Christ give you this instruction? Let's sing first before we have our last thought. 425, stanzas 3. Standing. 425, stanzas 3. Seek ye Jehovah and his power. Seek ye his presence every hour. His works so marvelous and great. Remember still and meditate upon the wonders of his hands, the judgments which his mouth commands. 425, stanzas 3. children, hear my instruction. Who gives this instruction? The Lord Jesus Christ, who is wisdom. What is that wise instruction? Seek me. But why? Why does he instruct sinners to seek him? And him only. Children, your parents give you wise instruction because they care for you, right? I hope you feel it with love for your good. But why does Jesus Christ, wisdom, give this instruction? Because he desires what is best. He knows what is best for you. And he desires what's best for you. And he knows what is best for your soul. He knows what's those eternal blessings that no one else can give you. He knows it is only to be found in him, by his grace, by his spirit. So what are the blessings? What are the blessings? Why does he give this instruction? Let's read verse 35 again. 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Are you spiritually dead? You say, yeah, that's me. But do you know it? Have you felt it? You're spiritually dead, and you need life? He says, he that seeketh for me findeth life. There's life in him. Why? Why is there life in him? Because he died. He died to merit life for sinners who only are worthy of death. He gave everything. He came to this earth. God the Father sent him to come, not only to live, to obey all the commandments, to fulfill them for transgressors, but he also came to die, to satisfy the justice of God, so that he could give life. And he has been given all power on heaven and on earth. The Father has given it all to his Son, and the Son has power to give life, but the power of the Spirit. So he says, seek me, because he that finds me findeth life. Life is in me. It's in me, and you need life. We're only worthy of eternal death because of all our sin. But eternal life is in him, in that Savior. Do you need life? I hope it comes home. You need life. You need spiritual life. There's only life in him. We read, for whoso findeth me findeth life. Life is in what? Obeying the law? Being a better person? This? No, it's only one thing. Life, whoso findeth me, findeth life. Life is only in Jesus Christ. And now listen to the word of God. 1 John 5, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Do you have many things? Is your hope built upon this experience? That text? I live this way? I do this? Very strict? Very careful? Extra laws? Extra rules? Comfortable in all kinds of traditions and ways? Feeling smug? Feeling comfortable? Is that life? Is that your foundation? There's only one foundation, congregation. There's only one way of life, and that is in Jesus Christ. And everything else that you put your hope on, that's your foundation, is sinking sand. And that's where God leads his people. It comes to what? I have life. I'm a little better, a little stricter. Dress a little better. I'm a little this, a little better. I get better and better. Those people, they don't do all these things, but I'm better. No, we don't say that, but we feel it in our hearts. No, that's not how he teaches. You know what he teaches? They become less than the least of the saints. They become the chief of sinners, lost. And when they read the Bible, they see that if Manasseh could be saved, if Paul could be saved, they become such a wonder because they identify with them. They identify with them as absolute lost wretches. And that's where the Lord brought me. A young girl died, 18 years old in Chilliwack. First a young father. 3 weeks later, a young girl. That father died. I was shooken up. But I carried on with my life, hardened my heart. But the Lord sent that arrow through the life, the death of an 18-year-old girl that came home. It became death. I became a sinner before a holy, just God. You don't know how I live, and I'm thankful for that, because you wouldn't want to listen to me. But I lived out of the wrath of God as an absolutely wretched sinner, only worthy of death. I lived that way for about a year. And then hope came. Hope for the Bible through searching the scriptures. I began to read my Bible. I began to pray, beg, going to church. I couldn't sleep no more. I just want to listen. Waiting, watching, looking. It all became death itself. But through the word of God, there was hope in another. Hope in him. In the midst of death, stripped of everything. But life, I needed life. And life, I saw it. It's from God, through his son, Jesus Christ, for the chief of sinners. A lost wretch. No, it's not about me. Forget about all that. But it's about him. It's about his grace and how he teaches, how he leads his people. It becomes such a wonder. They see if such a chief of sinners as Manasseh, who killed children, bloodshed, who was a wicked, abominable beast, and Paul, who killed, who slayed, persecuted the very church of God, if such sinners could be saved, that God came so low to save such wretches, then I can be saved too, hopefully. Why? Because he comes so low for such beasts to become such a wonder. They find life in another. They find life in Christ. How could there be life? How? Through Jesus Christ. Do you need life, my friend? It's only in one. Christian was pointed to one, to that wicked gate. Boys, girls, teenagers, adults. There's only life in one. There's only life in that Savior. May you pray to him. May you read the word to find him. And may you continually be at the post of his door, so to speak, waiting, watching, longing. But there's not only life in him. There's something so much sweeter. Also, sweeter? What could be sweeter than life? Favor. Favor of God. Did you hear it? Favor with God. That God that you sinned against. That God that you offended to his very heart. That God that only could righteously send you away eternal unto wrath. Let's read the verse again. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And those poor sinners, the Lord poured love in their hearts, and there's love back to him. They want his favor. That's what they want. You could give them the whole world. You can tell them they can live for 900 years. They're not happy. They're not happy. Why? They want one thing in their heart. They want God's favor again. They want a little smile. Children, when you miss the favor of your mother or father because you've been bad, and you've been disciplined, and then your mother comes and hugs you, or you see your father just smiling at you, it warms your heart. A little example, those poor beggars, they just want a little smile. They want the favor. They want to be brought back into the favor of God. Is that you? Is that your heart? How? How could I ever receive favor with God? How? Listen to his wise instruction. Listen to why he instructs you. Why? For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And that favor begins in this life, and it will never end. Never. And they will be brought to eternal favor. Uninterrupted favor with God. God eternally looking upon them, smiling. Never hiding himself because of your sin anymore. Never living a day with all kinds of doubt and my wretchedness. I'm such a fool. I'm such a sinner. But oh, when will the Lord come again? When will I have a favor? That will never be no more. And how could this be possible? How can such a holy one show favor to such wretched ones? How, children? It's because of Jesus Christ. Because he came. And he went under the disfavor of God. On the cross, he was cast out. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? He was willing to receive the disfavor of his Father. He was made sin who knew no sin, so that sinners who deserve the eternal wrath and the frown of God can eternally enter into his favor. Do you long for favor of God? Do you long for him to smile upon you? You can only find it. Only in and through the Son. That's the only way, my friend. And so he gives instruction. He gives wise instruction. His delight is with the sons of men, and that's why he instructs us. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but he says, turn ye, for why will ye die? He desires the best for you, the best for your soul, life and favor with God. What blessings may it be said of you, as the Lord, as the angel said to the woman, remember children, the Lord Jesus died, and there was a sepulcher, and he rose, and those women came, they were seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking him in the wrong place, but what did the angel say, can that be said of you and me? The Lord knows. The Lord sees your heart. He knows your whole life. Can it be said, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Those that seek him with the whole heart have nothing to fear. It's his work in their life. He made them seekers, and they shall be finders. They have nothing to fear, but you, whoever you are, a little boy, a little girl, a teenager, an older one, who hear the wise instruction and who do not obey. It's the only way I can put it. Disobedience to the gospel. Who are disobedient? There's a warning. A warning in verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. To just continue on and to harden your heart. And just shaking it all off, not listening to his instruction, will be to your eternal perish. Perish. I beg you, and I plead the Lord would bless his word by the power of the Holy Spirit, that sinners, little boys, little girls, would be born again, adults, older ones also, and that you would take this instruction home. Go on your knees and beg the Lord. Lord, this morning in thy house I heard instruction. And now this heart is so hard, I'm afraid of myself, I'm just going to carry on. Lord, have mercy. Renew my heart. Make me a seeker. Teach me, Lord. Guide me. There's hope, children. No, not in man. We live in a dark world, but there's hope. Why? Because God lives, because Jesus Christ is alive, and he's an overflowing fountain of grace for absolute unworthy sinners. But don't be like Rehoboam. Rehoboam, what about him? What do we read in the Word of God? Listen, you say he was so bad because he had idols, or he served other things. He did evil. He forsook the Lord. Listen to what we read in the Word of God in 2 Chronicles 12, verse 14. And he did evil. Why? Because, and this is what the Lord says in his word, because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Don't be like Rehoboam. Don't harden your heart. But may you come to that place by God's grace, as Robert Ray McShane, when free grace awoke me by light from on high, then legal fear shook me, I trembled to die. No refuge, no safety in self could I see. Jehovah Sitinu is all things for me. Robert McShane was shaken awake, and he was led to seek that only Savior. Seek Him today. Seek Him faithfully. Seek Him digitally. Seek Him as a lost sinner, as a beggar to rights. In Him is life. In Him is comfort. In Him is everything. You may pour out your hearts, children, older ones, to Him. He hears. And He's a faithful one, the faithful one, the good one. But you say, does He really call children? Does He listen to His word? But Jesus Christ said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. May the Lord richly bless His word, that self-seekers are born again and become seekers, true seekers. And God promises by His grace that true seekers that seek Him with His whole heart shall find. And may our response be what we read in Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart, not my mind, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. May the Lord bless it. May it be so. Amen. Almighty, eternal Lord, God of the heavens and of the earth, oh, we beg thee, richly bless thy word by the irresistible power of the Holy Spirit, that we would not only be hearers, but that we may become doers by thy grace. Oh, self-seekers, may they be born again, become guilty. And, oh Lord, we beg thee that those who have been awakened may continue waiting, watching, longing, looking unto thee, and that thou would come and speak and visit them. Oh, remember those poor beggars who cannot find life anywhere. Oh, show them and lead them to the place of life that is in thee through thy Son. Remember those who long for thy favor. Oh, visit us with that favor that thou showest unto thy people. Oh, may we have a token from heaven through thy Son, through His merits. May we taste of thy favor. Oh, what a blessed Lord's day that would be. Lord, come, bless thy word. Help the elders to teach catechism classes. Give children, teenagers, to hear the instruction. And bless it, Lord. May we thank thee for this morning, for thy word, and for thy help. Without thee we can do nothing. May all the honor and the glory be unto thee and to the coming of thy kingdom. For Jesus' sake alone, amen. Let us sing now from Psalter 72, stanzas 1 and 4. Lord, hear me when I pray, and answer me in grace. Oft as I hear thee say, come ye and seek my face. My heart and lips their answer speak. Thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. Psalter 72, stanzas 1 and 4. dear congregation, receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the comforting communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.